Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a master mindset coach and success strategist for entrepreneurial babes just like you. I absolutely love helping you uplevel your life, your business, your finances, and helping you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that you want. It is my duty and obsession to give you the tools, the resources, strategies, and teachings you need to manifest the reality of your wildest dreams. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of personal development to maximize your impact, your influence, and your income. If you're ready to get your ass kicked to the next level, then you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Hey, you guys, I have a super exciting announcement to make before we get in today's episode. If you have been praying for a one-stop shop to learn and master all things manifestation and mindset, the Manifestation Babe Academy just opened up and spots are already filling up. This is a four-week academy that I created for the woman who's sick and tired of dimming her light, living a life far below her potential, and finding herself stuck in fear, inaction, and constant self-sabotage. Your soul is screaming for a simple, easy-to-digest, metaphysical crash course in manifestation. And the Manifestation Babe Academy is exactly the course you've been asking me for. If you're ready to learn the tools, the tips, the tricks, and adopt a mindset that will help you break through your limitations, transform your life, and manifest a reality that's wilder than your wildest dreams, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com and sign up right now. Enrollment closes in just a few days, and I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity that won't be available again anytime soon. Again, go to manifestationbabeacademy.com and get yourself signed up now. I also dropped a link in the show notes as well to make it easy for you to click. I can't wait to see you inside. Hey, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from ManifestationBabe.com. Happy, happy Monday. How is everyone today? I am so excited to be recording a podcast right now just because I am super fresh. So I know that I recorded a podcast for sure back in January when I first had my very first weekend at the Greatness Mastermind with Lewis Howes, meeting all the incredible seven-figure earning entrepreneurs who were there together to grow, to learn, to step outside their comfort zones and support each other. And I talked about how your circle is the key to your success. And I am actually fresh from another mastermind weekend, and it was so much fun. And because it's Monday, while my thoughts are fresh and while my insights are fresh and while I am in the very middle of stepping outside my comfort zone, I wanted to record this podcast and just remind you guys how truly powerful, how there's so much potent power in surrounding yourself with the right people, and how by surrounding yourself with the right people, you will grow far beyond your imagination. And that is one of the best things that you could do for your life, for your business, whether you are a mother, maybe for your family, it does not matter. I believe that we always need people around us who are going to force us into that uncomfortable place, but also remind us how amazing we are and support us and love us unconditionally all at the same time. So this weekend was so, so interesting because I actually walked into the mastermind weekend. So just to catch you guys up, I'm part of Lewis Howes' mastermind called the Greatness Mastermind, and it is filled with about, I want to say 35 to 40 seven-figure entrepreneurs. So high-level entrepreneurs who are coming together to learn from incredible people. Like, for instance, last weekend we had Gabby Bernstein, we had Jay Shetty, we had Reed Tracy from Hay House. We also had Jeff Walker talking about funnels and launching. And then this weekend we had Ty Lopez, we had Matthew Hussey, and we had I'm going to forget his last name, but his first name is Rory. So really, really incredible people. And I actually, it's funny because everyone were asking me how I'm doing. And the very first thing I said is that when I walked into this weekend, I actually felt great. Like, I thought that things were so good, and I'm just walking into this mastermind to soak up the vibes. I was like, I'm just excited because I get to see my friends again, right? I get to see the people that I really connected with in January. I get to have fun. I'm in LA. Everything lines up. I get to learn from new people. And maybe I will pick up a thing or two from someone here that will help me with my launch, because I'm in the middle of a launch right now for the Manifestation Babe Academy. And it's so funny because here I am, you know, like here I am on Monday morning, just feeling the effects of so much growth, where I picked up not only tidbits and information and tools and tips and tricks and stuff to help me, but also I got such incredible, valuable feedback that maybe didn't feel so good in the moment. You know, like you want to surround yourself with honest people. You want to surround yourself with people who love you and care about you so much that they're willing to tell you where you might be lacking or where there's a gap in your brand or a gap in your business or in a gap in how you're showing up, so that you can fill that gap, so that you can improve, so that you can become an even better version of yourself, because that's the whole point. We are here to support each other. We're here to help each other. And also really witnessing the accountability. And this is so interesting because I want to share with you a couple stories of what happened this weekend and how much I truly learned from surrounding myself with the right people, from surrounding myself with this group of people. So first things first, me, my friend Stacy, and Stephanie, we signed up for Soul Cycle. And the night before, like we had a dinner, so dinner together on Thursday. And then that day, when we first arrived to Santa Monica, we decided to go to Soul Cycle and sign up for the next day's class. And we were like, you know what, screw it. Let's do a 6 a.m. class, because Stephanie and I were sharing a room. And so we need some extra time for both of us to shower and get ready. And the mastermind officially starts at 9 a.m. So let's get signed up. And I'm the kind of person who loves to work out in the evening. For the life of me, I have such a hard time getting up for a 6 a.m. workout. I don't remember the last time, probably college, like 3 or 4 years ago, did I wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning to go work out. And just because I had two other people, it was actually three at the time, but it ended up being two other people, literally, I knew that they would be in the lobby waiting for me to go to Soul Cycle at the 6 a.m. class. Because of that, I was able to wake up. I did the thing. I met them every single morning. Every morning, I would find myself waking up at 5 in the morning and going to Soul Cycle and getting my workout in. And it just felt so good to start my day. But I know that if I was alone or if I surrounded myself with people who weren't interested in working out, weren't interested in taking care of themselves, and weren't there to be like, yo, Catherine, we're going to see you in the lobby at 6 a.m., I probably wouldn't have done the classes. I'm not going to lie. There's two mornings where I was just like, there is no way in hell. Like, I have no idea how I'm awake right now. But knowing that there are people who have no time for bullshit, who are waiting for me to show up, I'm going to show up too. And sometimes we need those people we need that accountability, right? Which is why I'm so excited for the Manifestation Babe Academy, because I'm bringing together women who get to keep each other accountable, because I know it is so important. For the last 2 years, I've kind of been like this lone wolf, building my business on my own, building my business independently, building my business counting only on myself. And now I'm seeing that to get to the next level, sometimes we need to find those people who inspire us. We need to find people who are also living at their potential, or even higher than us. They're at the next level. And we need those people to kind of like pull us, not just push us, but also pull us, because we see that they are living their dreams. They're living at their highest potential. We want that kind of life too. And so therefore, you want to model them. Everything just feels so much easier. And then it's so interesting. So that was like my accountability piece. And then growth factor. So this is super interesting because my entire life, I had such a hard time taking negative feedback because of all the bullying that I've gone through, because of all the commenting and the shaming, like slut shaming when I was in early high school, like all the girls just automatically disliked me for some reason. And just because I would constantly hear like this negative feedback over and over and over again, I kind of grew up craving positive feedback and needing that external positive feedback from people because I've heard so much negativity to where I felt so empty and I felt like I was just like craving that, right? Eventually, I learned to give that positive feedback for myself, but I still had a really hard time taking on negative feedback. And that has been the biggest thing that I've been growing through in the last 2 years is learning how to make mistakes, be told by people how I could do better, helping people find my gaps for me and telling me how to improve, and not getting upset and not getting worked up about it, and just letting it go as soon as it happens, just taking it on as thank you so much for showing me where I can grow, and not seeing it as in why would they say that, like do they not like me, oh my god I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, or holy crap, you know, I'm not doing the right things, and or I suck as a person, or whatever, you know, it would typically go through my mind. And it's funny because we had this amazing exercise that I actually want to do at my retreats now, where we all got into four groups of nine people, eight or nine people, and we were sitting around this round table. And the exercise was actually, so we were learning how your brand is not your perception of your brand, but how other people perceive you. So sometimes we think we're building a business, we're building a brand, and we want our brand to scream like luxury and high end and, you know, someone who is honest and relatable. And we have all these ideas of what our brand is, but none of that matters if we can't get it across to other people. And so we did this exercise where all of us were sitting around a round table, going around and sharing with other people, whether we knew them well or didn't. And it's even crazier when you don't know the person, because there were two people or one person at the table who actually just joined the mastermind. Like it was her first weekend. And so she was brand new. And so she was literally giving us her first impression, and we were giving her our first impression of her. And then a couple of people kind of have watched my work, and some of them haven't. And so it was a really great mix of people. And our goal, our job was to go around the table and give each other feedback on what our perception of their brand is before they share with us what their perception of their brand is. And so that was really, really great and really interesting. And it's so funny because the majority of the feedback was so positive that, of course, everybody was crying. And when it was my turn, people were going around and saying like, oh, you know, Catherine, like when I look at your stuff, this is how I feel. This is my perception of you. This is my perception of your brand, my perception of what you're doing. And it was like all positive, 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 positive. And then Mr. Lewis House comes in and he sits down with our group just to kind of like watch what we're doing. And he just like he was sitting right here, and when it was almost the last person's turn, Jasmine, he was like, oh, can I chime in? And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Like Lewis himself is going to give me some positive feedback. And immediately he just went in and be like, Catherine, to be honest, I think that X, Y, Z. But, and immediately when he said it, I was like, ouch, like, what the fuck? That kind of hurt. And, you know, I was like, and immediately that inner voice kicks in like, Catherine, this is the time to grow. This is you stepping outside of your comfort zone. This is not negative feedback, but this is feedback on how you can grow. This is a really good thing. Immediately I gained awareness in that moment. I talked myself through it. And then I realized, and then he was like, and this is how you can grow. And by you implementing this, you will easily become a $5 million brand within, like if you want, you said your goal is to have, your goal is to create a $2 million brand this year, but I can see it extending to $5 million just by implementing this. And immediately I was like, wow, it is so amazing to have people who know what they're talking about, don't have any patience for bullshit, have just no filter and just give you the raw, honest truth because they want you to grow. And I think about how many times we sit in circles and we surround ourselves with people who either just pump us up or just tear us down. And there's pros and cons to both, right? Obviously, there's nothing good about being torn down, but sometimes there's growth in that negative feedback. And then sometimes we have these circles where all we do is say, oh no, like you look great, or that dress, even though that dress is hideous. Oh yeah, you look amazing, because we're so afraid of giving that negative feedback. And by surrounding yourself with the right people, it just like changes the whole game. And then one thing that I shared with a couple people was, you know, ever since I started my journey of manifestation, babe, and especially like getting into a pristine money mindset and surrounding myself with other successful people who are multiple six-figure and seven-figure earners and above, something that I started working on is helping myself normalize wealth, normalize success. Because in society, think about how so few people are successful, unfortunately, right? Not because they're incapable of doing it, but because they allow fear to hold them back. They allow other people's opinions to hold them back. They allow themselves to hesitate, to procrastinate, self-sabotage. And so therefore, the percentage of people who are chasing their dreams and fulfilling their dreams and are successful and are happy and are fulfilled is so, so, so low. And so when we are on this journey, just, you know, whether we are solopreneurs building our businesses by ourselves and our family is looking at us like we're crazy, or a friend, current friend circle is looking at us like we're crazy. And they're like, what are you doing? What is this book? What is this law of attraction thing? What is this manifestation thing? And so we eventually start to convincing ourselves like, oh, this isn't normal. And we try to fit in, and we try to fit in with these tribes that perhaps in these circles, you know, having money, having success, impacting lives and influence is just not normal. You know, going to bed early isn't normal. Waking up early isn't normal. Going to the gym isn't normal. Eating healthy isn't normal. Saying no to things that don't serve us is not normal. And so therefore we start to convince ourselves, you know, surround yourself enough with the wrong people and you eventually think that this is how life is supposed to be. This is the way that things are. And when you surround yourself with these higher level circles, all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is so interesting. Like all of a sudden I have a new normal. And you have to be really intentional with finding these circles, whether it is online, whether you join a mastermind, whether you join or you intentionally find, you know that you have, like, for instance, a couple friends who are just killing it at life and you decide to hang out with them a little bit more. It's so important to do so, because I remember sitting in the room and looking around and being like, this is so interesting. Like, success is normal in here. Because I didn't grow up with very many successful people. I didn't grow up with money. I didn't grow up with like designer like bags and designer shoes. And I didn't grow up with people talking, like literally talking like, oh, how much did you pay for that? Oh, 10 grand. Oh, that's so cheap. And it's like, that's so like not normal in my childhood, not normal with, you know, the circles I used to surround myself. It's not normal with, the people I went to school with, the families, you know, the dance studios, that stuff wasn't normal. Like success was not normal. And I was sitting in this room and I was like, this is so interesting, because in this room, success is normal. In this room, wealth is normal. In this room, impacting lives and talking about how we can change the world and talking about, you know, influencing people in a positive way and supporting each other and lifting each other up all at the same time and showing that, you know, being successful does not make you, you know, success is not tied to being greedy, or wealth is not tied to being greedy. And these are just normal people with normal feelings. They all have families. They all, you know, we all share the same human needs, yet they're living a life at a higher level. And so in this room, everything is normal. Does that make sense, you guys? I don't know. It's like something that clicked in my head, and I thought this was so awesome. And if only people would intentionally surround themselves with the right people more often, then their new normal would become a so much higher standard. All of a sudden, like, this is a new norm, and you start living life at that new norm. And as long as you are the smartest person in the room, you're always going to be held down by the vibration. The vibration at which the average vibration of the group is where you're going to start living your life at. And sometimes people, you know, out of ego will surround themselves with people who are just a little bit below them or a little bit less smart or a little bit less successful so that they can feel like the king or queen of the group or the king and queen of the room. But that's just coming from ego. And I learned so much by walking into these rooms where I felt like a fish out of water, where I felt like, oh my God, like, I feel like a little baby in here. I remember my first weekend, I literally felt so out of place, like this little baby who has no idea what she's doing, no idea what she's talking about. I felt like I had nothing to offer to the room because these people already know everything I have to offer. But that couldn't be further from the truth because we're all always learning from each other. So there's just like a lack of ego when you surround yourself with the right people. And another thing I wanted to mention, let me see, feedback circle, soul cycle, chasing your dreams becomes normalized. I'm just looking at my notes over here because I just have so many thoughts spinning through. Yeah, just like walking in this Thursday thinking that all is well. Like I was in my comfort zone. That's what I realized is I was in my comfort zone walking in on Thursday and walking out on Sunday. I feel so stretched. And I remember in my life, like in the last 2 years of building my business, anytime I would feel this like stretching, like I just feel like really uncomfortable, like I'm in the, like it just doesn't feel right. Like I feel out of place. I feel a little nervous again, a little anxious again. And I know that those are all good signs because these people are pulling me out of my comfort zone. I didn't even have intentions. I wasn't like, oh, this weekend I'm going to grow. This weekend I'm going to expand. This weekend I'm going to learn something new. It was like being in that higher vibration room. I just got pulled out of my comfort zone. And another thing I noticed is every single night before bed, I just could not fall asleep because I would be absolutely buzzing. And I remember I would be sitting I'd be laying in bed before the mastermind and thinking like, why can't I fall asleep? Why can't I fall asleep? I'm like so excited, so buzzing. And I just know that that's just such a high vibration of the people I'm surrounding myself with that they're lifting me up so high I can't even fall asleep. And I remember like trying to fall asleep. And so that was really funny. And I thought about like them versus like the general public and how I feel. Like I tried to like put myself in, as if I'm in a grocery store, as if I'm, you know, outside of my apartment or something, and how the vibration truly feels so, so different. So yeah, those are all my little takeaways from my reflections from my mastermind weekend. I also wanted to bring this into announcing how you can start to grow and expand and step outside of your comfort zone and surround yourself with people who just don't take your bullshit and give you that accountability. When you know you have people counting on you to show up, to make changes in your life, to be fearless, to take massive action every single day, like magic happens, which is why I created something like the Manifestation Babe Academy. And the Manifestation Babe Academy is already open. I've been loving watching your signups coming in and excitement and tags, and it's just so exciting. And so if you're looking for a place to step outside your comfort zone, to get that accountability, especially automatically by enrolling, you are already surrounded by women who also want to grow, who don't take your bullshit, who won't take your bullshit, who will point out where you might necessarily not be right or where you might be telling yourself this story. I've been called out my story all weekend, and it's so powerful because all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, this isn't the truth. This is just a story. And because you helped point out where my story is, I can now change my story. So thank you so much. And a place where you want to learn the tools, tips, tricks, everything behind manifestation and law of attraction, from the basics and the very beginnings of, okay, let's break this down, because there's just so much complexity and so much of this spiritual jargon and so much of this, like, let's put these complex metaphysical theories together and think that people just need more information. But I want to break it down and make it so easy for you, so actionable, so easy to implement that you can't help but watch your reality absolutely transform. And then, of course, as the weeks go on, you're going to learn higher level and higher level and higher level information. And the entire time, you're going to be supported not only by me, but by the other women around. If you are ready to get into Manifestation Babe Academy and join the other women, just go to manifestationbabeacademy.com. And it's also going to be in the show notes of this podcast episode. I have it on my Instagram bio link, as well as the link of the video that I'm live streaming my Facebook group into. So get your booty inside, and I cannot wait to see you guys there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, if you enjoyed this live stream, please, please, please let me know. Send me a DM, leave a comment, take a screenshot, tag me. I do my best to respond to as many people as I can, but as you can imagine, I get a lot of DMs, a lot of comments, but I do truly, truly enjoy your feedback. I do truly enjoy reading your messages, reading your feedback, and yeah, thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up some extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.